My trail name is the best hiker on the Appalachian Trail. No kidding, my trail name is Shortcut.
His real name is Brian O'Brien, from Columbus, Ohio. Met with him and some of his friends along the Appalachian Trail near Luray in the Thornton Gap entrance to the Skyline Drive.
It's beautiful. We're doing a section hike from Bird's Nest 3, just south of the Pinnacles, into Front Royal.
They expect to be on the trail for 3 or 4 days. And if anyone has seen autumn colors, surely it's them.
Very little. The leaves are changing and just the tips of them, but it's beautiful.
The hiker points to one of his friends.
He's a tree guy.
I grow trees for a living.
Meet Jerry Foltz of Westerville, Ohio. Jerry has yet to earn his trail name, but he does know his trees. He's an operations manager for Acorn Farms, Inc., a large grower and distributor of trees, shrubs, and perennials.
I've seen some tinges of reds and things. The sugar maples are starting to turn from Ohio, so we got a little bit different biology going on here.
So what's his guess on what might be the peak of color?
About another week and a half, I think, around here, and it'll be pretty heavy fall color.
There's another expert listening in to our conversation, Forest Service Ranger Sally Holbert.
We're standing under a maple right here, and it's just green. But if you get out here in the parking lot, there's one that's brilliant red.
She serves as management specialist for Shenandoah National Park, so she's well-versed in when the fall colors appear every year and why this year's colors are a little later.
Well, right now it's October. The leaves are beginning to change. It's variable throughout Shenandoah National Park. Usually our colors change at the higher elevations first and then work their way down the mountain. We normally say that our peak season is second to the third week of October.
She says that this year the peak will be later this month or even into November.
We had a wet summer up until about the end of August, and then the taps turned off and it was dry. And for most of September, we didn't get any rain.
And because we've had a drought situation, it's delayed things. But not to worry, the colors are coming.
They have begun to shut down their chlorophyll, and they are beginning to change. We've seen a few trees that have changed, but we haven't seen the entire forest changing yet. We're not going to see full-on color for another week or two.
She says the colors were also late last year, but for slightly different reasons.
What happened last year was October was a really rainy month. For the middle of October, it was very wet, and then when it finally stopped raining, then the colors really began to change towards the end of October, early November.
She knows there's one thing that doesn't change year to year, and that's the amount of daylight.
What starts to change them is the shorter days, which won't change over the years. That's just happens because we're getting into the fall. What we haven't had is the cooler nights. I do know that it's now starting to get cold. I was driving down and saw frost on the ground yesterday, not up here on the mountain, but down low. I used to think that the first frost would get everything to change, but if you have too cold of weather and too much frost, then that just makes the leaves shut down and then they end up falling off. But if you have cooler nights, that allows the sugars to build up in the leaves and the pigment to change, and you'll get more reds and purples and colors like that.
Could climate change be the culprit, the reason the colors are showing later these last 2 years?
You can't attribute it to climate change unless you see something changing over a long period of time, and usually 30 years is the standard for attributing something to climate change. It is interesting that last year we broke a record for rain, but then this year it's a little bit under average, so it's just hard to say. You really have to look at the long term to be able to say one thing or another, whether it's climate change or not. You never know what to expect from year to year. All of a sudden, you could have a big windstorm come through and all the leaves will be gone in one night. We also sometimes get snowstorms in October. I've worked here 23 years, and I will say that I've never been disappointed in a fall. Some years are really brilliant, some years are less brilliant, but there's always a day when you drive down Skyline Drive and go, oh man, it's gorgeous today.
Holbert says the Park Service is tracking the colors to help visitors plan their visits. And some of that information comes from crowdsourcing.
We are keeping track of the fall colors on our social media sites and our website. We're taking pictures every Thursday in the same location so you can see how it's changing. We're also asking visitors to send us photos with the time and the date that they took the picture and where they took it. And I think the visual images will help people decide when they think it's the right time for them to come to the park.
For WMRA News, I'm Mike Tripp.